Hey, welcome to Creative for More, the podcast. Over here, our conversations are centered around birthing the more that exists within you. We help you mine your originality, live more resiliently, and leverage all of your experiences so that you can serve the world as the highest expression of yourself. My guests will challenge your thinking and give you practical insights for being more, doing more, and having more. My name is Tomba Muswagu, and I am your host. Let's get started. Hello, 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 and welcome. Welcome to Creative for More, the podcast. And it is our, you guessed it, Christmas special. Whoop, 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 whoop. And this has become a thing. This has actually become a thing on the podcast. For Christmas, I have my sisters join me for a special magical Christmas conversation on all things that make you nostalgic and, you know, reminiscent of Christmas past, and hopefully help you create a present Christmas that you love. Okay, so today I've got my special BFFs. Two of them actually are so dear to my heart. Brala Dekorie Mananjo, you know her, friend of the podcast, always here. I don't even know how many times now, Bragzy, you're just kind of like here.
Well done.
And then I've got my delectable, wonderful Mrs. Alaire Achalanu in the house.
Yay.
So you guys must have heard me talk about this over and over again, but I belong to a tribe of strong women, sisters that we have been, you know, forged in prayer, in everything over, you know, many years. And, you know, Alaire is one of them, and so is Brala De. And yes, I am so proud. Every time I get a chance to show them off, I always take the opportunity. Okay, so now to the business of the day. My sisters, how is Christmas going? Allah, tell us, how is Christmas already looking for you?
Oh, it's already exciting. I think this is my favorite time of the year, really. We're having our carol services at church. I love the hymns. I love the Christmas carols. Oh. It's just awesome. The kids are excited. It's busy because there's lots of shopping and all that. But I like the fact that we are still having the Christmas carols. At least that reminds us about the reason for the season.
Absolutely.
Awesome. We shouldn't forget that.
We should never forget it. So, Ala, you are currently in Lagos, Nigeria, aren't you?
Correct, yes.
Awesome. Yes. So, the Lagos vibe, you can feel the festivity.
I can feel it. It's really, I can feel
it. I love it. And you, Brala, there, give us the vibe from where you are. What is it looking like?
I mean, it's
like?
Really the look. It's the look for me. You know that song that says, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. That's how it is. All the Christmas trees everywhere, decorations in the stores, kids are excited. And like Allah said, the music and anything, anytime. Just give me Mariah Carey's Christmas. And in June, sometimes I just play the whole CD and I just pretend it's Christmas. And you always be happy doing that. I've never seen a sad person singing Christmas carols because it just flip the mood, doesn't it?
I know. It just feels like, I know when it first comes, when the first time I hear, you know, Mariah Carey or any of the Christmas songs, I'm just like, okay, here we go. I'm always excited this week. And then by you've heard it up to the 26th of December, I'm like, gosh, please, I'm ready for this to disappear. Okay. Oh my gosh. I love it. So what is, I'm just going to ask a series of questions and you guys feel free to jump in at any point. But I want to ask, you know, what is your best Christmas ever and why?
Wow.
I love
you. Oh, my best Christmas ever. I would say, When I was a kid, really. Why? Because the tradition we had was my parents would have like a Christmas party, and we would invite everyone because we used to live in an estate. We would invite everyone, literally, They don't even have to be our friends, neighbors, everyone's with my parents. We
Wow.
have a huge party. Huge party. And we would have
Ooh.
food. We will have gift presents wrapped around the tree, no matter how tiny. So every child will get some. And that's hell because even children that
That
probably didn't have that at home, they just felt that love. So my parents felt that Christmas is about love and giving and showing love. So that's one of the memories I cherished. And there
so
was one in particular that my parents got a helicopter for Santa to fly. And then they, Santa was up there, there was a helicopter coming down in the
you
field.
are joking.
It was that, I can't
I
remember.
know. How did we not know this, right? That's what Papa is thinking. I don't
Yeah,
know
and
this
then
story.
Santa
Why?
came. So when the helicopter arrived, well, what's this? What's this? And of course, we didn't even know. And the helicopter arrived, landed, and Santa was there with his sack, gift. And I can't forget. That was like years ago.
My
You
God,
can never
what a
forget something
Christmas. You
that
can never,
never
I
happened
can't
in
even
your
forget
life.
on your behalf.
I
Now that I've heard it, I
know.
cannot forget.
We
We
were
were
not even there.
so
We
can't forget.
excited. It's probably Santa. We were thinking, oh my God, Santa's arrived from the North Pole,
From the North Pole.
So yes, it was, I think I would never forget that. That was so memorable and
Oh
so
no,
much
don't worry.
fun.
I won't say what my best Christmas is.
I was about to follow Alaa's own to say that my best Christmas was that time when I stayed in my grandmother's house. What
Allah, you
reason
should have
run
just
after
said,
chicken?
I would have
Allah, you'd
sent
have gone last.
Ogloni.
Allah, please. This, you have just intimidated us. You have made us feel as if we've never had Christmas.
From not saying another question, it's okay. I think for me, my best is, and isn't that the most special thing? Creating memories that just last forever. I love that a lot. And well done to your parents. God bless them. That is the work of God. Look, ministry doesn't get much more than that. So for me, one of my best Christmas memories have to do with being in my hometown, sometimes without power, in my grandmom's hut, and just eating rice and stew. Rice and stew, like that was it. There was no jollof, there was no fairy, rice and stew. And mingling with the kids in my hometown, right? A lot of them had never been to the city. A lot of them probably wouldn't speak like good English if they spoke any pidgin at all. And for those 2 weeks or however long we were in the village, we were just one of them, going from door to door, singing Christmassy, Christmassy, Adunde, we used to do that. And they'll give us plantains because
Singing a
that
Yoruba
money
song?
could
Why
be
are you people
making
singing a
food.
Yoruba song?
Oh yeah, that's a very Allah, did you know that song from your hometown?
Which one was that?
Christmas, they hold like a
Oh
bottle and we
yes,
just
I
sing
know it. I
Christmas,
know it.
Christmas,
Yes.
Atunde, Atunde.
Yes,
Mama
I
gave
do.
me money. I know one time tomorrow. Papa gave me money.
I
Yeah.
know it.
So we would
Yes.
do that on Christmas morning and go around before coming back. And the simplicity of life, the gifts that people had to give weren't a ton. It wasn't even like fancy candy. It would be like plantains. Some people say, come eat. Some people will buy one bottle of Coke and share for all the children. It was just marvelous. That kind of level of, simplicity, like I wish, and everyone would admire our dresses and stuff. But the best Christmas that I remember is when I got to do it for the children in my hometown. I think I was like 22 at the time, and I organized this Christmas party for all the children in the village. And I brought Santa. They never forgot that day. And when I said I brought Santa, I basically asked one of my cousins to wear Santa outfit. I remember going to Aba Market, which is one of our massive wholesale markets. I had just started doing business and I made my first money and I felt so wealthy. Maybe I had 50,000 naira and I bought, we packed maybe 150 to 200 packs for children and we cooked. And that Christmas day, after we finished the morning, I would sit by firewood and be cooking and stuff. After we finished, we had the biggest, when I say party, they call people from the neighboring villages because they just hadn't had one. Then there weren't any roads to our village or anything. And it's a small hamlet, so we understand over there. And we had about 100 children, and they all got here. The way they danced, I will never forget it in my life. I remember taking one of my
Bless
friends' money,
you.
and money was like, Like, is this Nigeria?
Oh, bless
and,
you.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Of course, everywhere is so big now and modernized. And who knows? I might do it again, but it won't have that kind of innocence and glee that we have. Maybe I'll bring a helicopter someday. When we're living in there, you know, status level.
My goodness. Let's just move on to the next question now, shall we? Because there's no need for me to one person in Christmas party, one person brought helicopter down. My Christmas me, I was catching chicken in my grandmother's backyard. My best Christmas.
We did that too.
My best Christmas involved staying in my grandmother's house with all my siblings and cousins. And in the morning, they will let loose all the chickens. And then in the evening, you have to catch them back and put them inside the cage.
Funny.
I know.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Awesome. Awesome. How do you keep Christ as part of Christmas? Is there something that you do to try and, you know, maintain or hold, you know, fast, steadfast, the reason for the season? How do you keep Christ as part of Christmas?
I think, if I may go first, I think the schools over here, at least, I live in Lagos, like you said, they do a good job, to be honest, because most of the end of year parties, they throw for the kids. You know, they ensure that the kids act out some kind of play, and which involves the birth of Jesus, Mary, Joseph, King Herod. So it's they already know the story of the birth of Jesus, which is very key. So every year is done. So imagine a child starting from year 1 to 5 and he's doing that all the time. He or she already knows that this is the reason we celebrate Christmas.
Yeah.
So I think the schools do a good job. So that kind of makes our jobs easier as parents. And then, of course, you follow up with, there's always lots of carol. I'm going to a carol night to sing carol, Christmas carols and all that. I think it's important that you make sure, at least attend a few of these activities and keep the children knowing. And even on Christmas Day, try and go to church on Christmas Day. Even if it falls on a month, most churches have Christmas services, even if it's 30 minutes or so, not just wake up about the present, but that's fine, but also take them to service. And then you can merry the whole day. This is my opinion. Yes.
I think for me, music was a huge part of it. Just that being embedded in the whole, you know, Christmas carols. I used to love, you know, even till now with my kids, like, you know, we're playing Christmas cards out. That is a big one for us. And also, I think another key thing is really, really talking about why we are celebrating as well. You know, making sure that, you know, we are not losing the spirit of because what is Christmas? Christmas is season for giving, because that is what it was, right? Jesus, God gave his son so that we might, you know, might live. So it's a season that really, really reinforces generosity. So tell the girls that, you know, we must do something nice. So looking for opportunities to bless people and opening our hearts as much as possible is a key thing for us during Christmas. Braxy?
Absolutely.
Thank God. I just love how your voice was just coming down in cadence, because you could tell that was important to you. So well done for staying true to your faith. I think for me, especially being in the Western world, that is a lot more inclusive, let me use that word. There's more emphasis on just calling that period holidays, because we have some Jewish holidays and have some other, you know, things going on. But one of my acts of love, as well as faith, as well as defiance, really, is saying Merry Christmas every chance I get. Even in my now I'm away from the office, right? My out of office auto reply says Merry Christmas still. A lot of people would say Happy Holidays, but I want people to know, really, for the season and at home, making sure that we go for at the very least one nativity play as well as a concert, a carol service of some sort. That is one of the ways I can think of. And something as little as infusing reading Christmas stories. Right? You can buy those fun books from Amazon, use it to make your family tradition. I always make sure that I tell the story of the star or the angel, whoever we put on the Christmas tree, that day. Why is there a star? What is the significance of that? Why is there an angel? And then you could tell the story that way. And I remember after last Christmas, I was praying. My son was praying and he was saying, Jesus, I'm so sorry we didn't get you a gift for Christmas, even though it was your birthday. I was like, I guess next year we have to put something for Jesus under the tree, right?
So goodness. Oh, bless him.
Yeah,
oh, my God. I'm so sorry we didn't get anything for you, Jesus.
Look what I got, and I guess thank you, but like, I'm so sorry we didn't get anything for you. So I think including the church, let's ask them what they, you know, what that would mean for them and help them do that. I think that's one of the ways we can help keep the spirit of the day.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Well done, B. So this one is a more personal one. What is the best thing that has happened when you look back between last Christmas and now? What's the best thing, would you say? What's the best thing that has happened to you since last Christmas?
Okay, best thing that happened to me, I turned 40, I would say.
And you had your stunning photo shoot. I like your
photo shoot. I celebrated a milestone birthday. I'm in a stage in my career now that I've always wanted to be in, and I know it was led by God. So that happened before I turned 40, and that's what I asked for specifically. And I asked God, I want to be in a different stage before 40. And it happened like a couple of months before I turned 40. I would say that was amazing.
I love that. Be you. Yes.
We all turned 40 this year, which was major.
Within one day of each other.
I know.
Within one day of each other.
And I think that for me, the biggest thing is, you know, living a life of impact. I would say this year, more than most others, I've been able to do that. In fact, when I saw that question, one of the things I went to go quickly grab is this book, A Tale of Two Lives. So I had that written this year, and it has helped so many women since then. So just even speaking to someone today, and she was like, you might as well have just put my name on the book, because it was my book, basically.
Wow.
That, and then starting, you know, helping a school for special needs kids, helping raise funds for them to have boarding facilities for children with autism, children with cerebral palsy. That was really great. And thank you all for supporting with that project. And then the launch of the SSS Woman, which is a women's ministry that I help lead. With the help of the Holy Spirit, me and the Holy Ghost lead. Okay. That was that's a spiritual, successful, and who was listening?
Significant woman.
And looking back at the year, I would say I've grown a lot more spiritually as well as in my mind, right? Just significance and success have grown this year. And it's a year to look back and reflect on the last four decades and chart the course for the next. That's on the road to 50.
On the road to 50. Yes, we've started journeying to 50. That's been an exciting thing that has happened. Yes, I think similar to you, Ala, it was incredible. Turning 40 for me was such a huge milestone, particularly because I don't do parties. So Bralade is more of the party queen.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yes.
Here's what I believe, your friends are not party people. people, they start to think you that you do party once every 5 years. Yeah, party.
Yeah, right. Is what. Yeah, so it was good for me to, you know, find it, like have a party, like an actual party. It was great. But other really, really incredible things, like launched my book. I did How to Be Unstoppable, that came out. It feels like last year. I think like I don't even like.
I know. When
you started
year?
Talking about your
is
book,
this and I was year, like, really?
Oh, was it last year? No, it was this year. It was this year.
When did you do the summit?
I did the summit this year.
Wow.
No. Is it when this year?
The Creative for More Summit was
February.
Because it was early in the year.
I launched this book immediately after the summit.
Yes. It was early in the year.
It was when Bolade was speaking. I was like, wait, hold on. Ah, well, I did my book last year. I was like, no, actually, it was this year.
This year, yes.
So, yeah, launch of the book. I also launched a foundation as well, something I've been wanting to launch for psoriasis, psoriasis, angel skin. And then big thing for me, I launched my group coaching program, Void Sugar Growth Accountability. In the works for about 2 years, that, you know, I thank God that I finally stepped off the boat and did it. So it was really, really good. Very, very excited. I'm so excited. Okay, let's make it a bit lighter now. What are you guys going to be doing on Christmas Day? What's going to be happening in your houses on the 25th? What are you going to be doing on Christmas Day?
We're going to be getting our faces stuffed, eating lots of food.
I don't know why people are saying we must eat until we quench.
You know, someone made a joke like last Christmas. He says, it's not your birthday. It's not your birthday, so you don't need to overeat. It's Jesus' birthday.
No, we're eating for two. We're eating for ourselves and Jesus, because Jesus can't come and eat at our table. So we're eating for him.
Oh my goodness.
I am so looking forward. I'll go on this one first. My sister is hosting us for Christmas, so really looking forward to it. And she's like, never hosted. I'm always the one hosting, or you know, she goes somewhere. So this is the first time that she's going to be hosting a house. She just bought a place, so she has been calling me. She calls me
today. How did I do this?
She called me today. She's like, make Nigerian salad. I'm like, what's Nigerian salad? Please leave me alone.
You are really showing yourself. Look how supportive you are, Bex.
Yeah, I'm not giving her the support that she needs. Like, literally, she's like calling me, what's up? I ordered this. I hope it's going to be good. How are you guys doing? It's so cute. So I'm really looking forward to celebrating with her in our house for Christmas Day. And then we're going to see my sister-in-law as well. But again, on the list of things to do is eat. Probably play some Christmas games. That's something.
Of course. Yes.
Watch movies and just be happy. It's such happy. A happy time, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Go ahead, Ala.
Okay. So I'm going to be seeing my dad. In fact, literally, my dad is going to have all his kids, all his grandkids.
Oh, wow.
All his in-laws. So it's going to be almost like 21 of us in Abuja. So it's
in Port Harcourt.
In Abuja, yes. So the cousins are going to be together, my sisters, my brothers, our spouses. So it's going to be a full house. It's going to be just filled with love, laughter, food, games, just chilling and enjoying each other, really.
Yeah, that's what it's about, isn't it?
That's what it's about. Yeah, it's quality time. So yes,
Braxy.
What I look forward to. What I look forward to the most is really, first of all, shopping on the 24th or 23rd, and then we're traveling on the 24th. And what I look forward to is waking up in that Airbnb. So we're going to go spend Christmas with my sister in law. Is looking forward to telling everybody, don't worry about anything, I got it. Or tell me what you guys need, what's on your wish list. And starting to cook from 3 a.m. while everyone is sleeping. It's almost like you are Santa and you are at the North Pole and you're packing gifts. That's how it feels for me. So you see that food thing you're saying, when people know that the chef is happy when they eat, they just keep eating. It's like mutual joy. They're eating, I'm happy. And everyone's just really, it's just easy. Let me use that word. It's an easy Christmas. I don't get bogged down by Christmas gifts as much. I still end up getting them something. But for some reason, my kids either don't know that kids are very demanding, mm-hmm. or they're just grateful people for whatever they get.
Well, tell me about it.
You too, right?
Yes, my kids, I miss the good old days where they weren't demanding, but now, man, the list are serious. My kids are like, hey, I want this.
We want to.
And I'm like, but let's see what Santa will do. And they'll roll their eyes. Santa will.
No, they are growing, so you can't trick them anymore.
I know. And at what age do they stop going to see Santa? Because I'm arguing with my children. They're like, they want to go. And I'm like, but you guys, like, are you guys not too old for that kind of stuff?
Is it you that wants to go? Is it you?
If they want to go,
maybe tell them to bring it from their pocket money. If you don't want
we used to take them every single year before. Like every single year, like without fail, as most people do. But I just feel they've gotten to a point where, like, okay, you know, is this, yeah. But anyway, guys, so great. Thank you so much. It's been really, really awesome speaking with you guys.
And thank just you too.
Sharing Christmas stories and experiences. And yeah, I want to just give you an opportunity to just wish my listeners a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. So, Alari, would you like to go first?
I would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. I would like to just encourage you to just show love, feel love, accept love, and remember and know that Jesus is the reason for the season. He's the best person you need to have in your life. Because when you have him in your life, everything is just peace. Everything is just fine. Everything works out. So remember that and just enjoy yourself. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year in advance.
Oh, thank you. Well received.
So I want to encourage you, like Allah said, to give of that which is within you. Whoever gives to you is just an extra. That's called an overflow, because you're already full. You're full of love. You're full of God. You're full of life. You're full of light. And to everyone who has experienced setbacks this year, whether you've been bereaved or whether, you know, someone did something to harm you, or if you failed in some way, even if it was your fault, I want you to know that Christmas is the time of redemption. And in this period in your life, just embrace the love of God. Embrace people like Tombra who reach out to you unasked to just spread love. Embrace podcasts like this, share it, send her back your thoughts. If something stood out to you, that's how you say thank you. All we're about this period is spreading cheer. And I hope you're doing that in some way, shape, or form with your friends, family, and even strangers. God bless you. And we love you. Oh,
thank you so much, Brala Dare. You guys have said it all. I want to wish my esteemed listeners a merry, 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 merry Christmas. Being here. Thank you for tuning in week after week. And I really want you to stay in the moment. Whatever, you know, you're going to be doing on the 25th, I want to make sure that you, you know, you soak it all up. I want you to make sure that you take everything in and just enjoy Christmas. That's the one request I have of you. Make sure you enjoy Christmas Day, enjoy the season, and take part in festivities, visit people, give, do everything to make sure that this year you have a truly memorable Christmas. I can't wait to see you on the other side as we start to power through to
2023.
Whoop whoop, Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining me this week on Created for More, the podcast. Make sure you visit my website. I'm at tombra.com, where you can subscribe to the show either via iTunes or Spotify so that you never miss a show going forward. You can also follow me on social media. I'm at tombra.moswago. And if you love the show, please, please, please leave a rating on iTunes so that we can continue to bring you amazing episodes. Thanks for listening.